Hey, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Michael. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a good day so far. Tara brought me on the line to go over some pricing with you. Did you have any questions, though, like about the listing on Google or how it works?
No. I mean, like I was telling her, for like about a week, or actually a couple of weeks, I went to that Google site trying to get verified. Mm-hmm. I have my business put on there, but I still haven't heard anything.
She sent it to me. We're a Google partner, so we could actually see it. It's just pending verification. That happens. Honestly, they kind of lollygag the guys that try to get themselves verified, just because there's a whole nother system over there of business owners that are trying to run Google ads, and they need to get verified usually first in order for Google to actually make money on the ads that they're trying to run. So they have like two different queues, and then, you know, obviously the guys that are just doing it on their own and just want to get verified, it takes longer. It might take like 2-3 weeks before they get back to you on that. But if we do the first page placement with you and we submit the verification form via mail, or also if we submit it manually today, it'll put you in the other queue. And then obviously, you know, we can get that going. It would take probably about 5 days rather than a few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunate, but that's just kind of how they operate, just because they have guys that aren't verified but are trying to get ads up and running. So a lot of that is our doing. The major benefit to you, though, is that we have a listing available within your service area. You know, you'll notice if you hop on Google and you go look up any of the services you provide, you know, there's only going to be three guys listed, whether it be, you know, air testing, mold testing, remediation, anything like that. We have one spot open currently, so we're actively looking for one of you guys off the qualified candidates list to fill that spot. Once we fill that position, we're closing out the entire category, so we won't be able to work with any other competing companies in the area. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the benefit to you. The reason you want to be there is because about 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from these guys because they're Google verified trusted contractors and they're top recommended. You know, the first thing they see, usually all the reviews and everything's right there. We build a website for you, make sure the website's there. So you're just the most convenient and you have all the credibility factors in place.
Okay.
Okay. And then Tara was asking for the website for you. She also said you currently have a Facebook page, but are you running like Facebook ads through that, or is it just a regular business Facebook profile?
It's a regular business Facebook profile. Right now, like I told her, I just left the employer I was working for, and I really didn't plan on going out on my own until next year, but I'm kind of wanting to do my own thing now, but money's tight. So I just got signed up with Angie's Leads, just trying to get some revenue in. So I mean,
yeah,
that's not going to take place until the 19th. So
sure.
I mean, right now I'm living off savings at the moment.
I hear you. No, I hear you. I want you to, I don't know if you're religious at all, but keep your faith. You know, I have a buddy of mine I worked with here for 7 years, and he actually had my position before I had the position. It was kind of like I got it as a byproduct, but he went to the ownership and asked them for a pay raise. They said he could pay him, and he's like, well, if you're not going to pay me, then I'm out of here. He was just asking for too much, I guess, but fast forward to now, I was just at his baby shower last weekend. The guy's multimillionaire. He's got about $14 million now. He created a business and a good brand. And it was like a vape company, but he had a distribution deal with some people overseas, and he had ended up just selling the entire brand $14 million for 50%. So, yeah, still 50% owner. So it was interesting to go over there, and he's expecting a baby girl now. And he's like, man, I'm so happy they didn't give me that pay raise.
right?
Yeah. He's like, I'd still be working over there. Now I got a daughter on the way, a Lamborghini in the garage, a nice house right here in the bay. So you never know how God
living
works.
The dream.
Yeah, living the dream. And it's funny, that's, you know, we go play golf all the time, and he's enjoying life, man. He's trying to always talk me out of it. He's like, man, nobody knows how to market and get a business going better than you. You should just do it. You know, all the experience, all the business owners that you help and deal with every day. Hey, I know. One of these days, I mean, wait till my kids are going to school, and I could, be out and about a bit more. But I have two little ones. They're not there yet. Next year's. The oldest will be in school. So as far as this goes, there is a package that I could offer you that will really jumpstart your business. It would be better than Home Advisor by Angie's. I don't want to bash them. Google tells me not to do that, but they do put themselves on Google, so they use something kind of like this in order to get themselves on the first page. You'll see Home Advisor on the first page of the search results underneath the local guy, so we're talking about listing now. If you look up like mold testing or anything, they're just basically capitalizing on Google to get a lead, and then they'll sell the lead individually for a fee, but their leads do go to like three or four other guys. It's not exclusive, and they charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not.
Yeah, a couple of companies I worked for before, they
warned you.
Trust me, I've heard the good and bad sides of them.
Yeah, but it's not a bad idea. At least you're acknowledging the truth. Like, you got to get the name out there somehow. You got to get some clients going somehow. So it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying it's not a long-term solution, especially if you start doing something like this with us today. After a month or two, I think you'll probably leave them. You'll be generating leads on your own because we're listing you independently on the first page for your services, so they can call you directly from there without the lead fees or the leads going to three or four other guys. Should have a lot better success with that, a lot higher call volume. Also, outside of just listing on Google, we'll build your .com site for you. We'll get into your Facebook page, run some ads for your Facebook page so that gets some traffic. And then we also have a directory submission that's going to put you on the first page of Bing, the top of the Amazon Alexa voice search results because they pulled from the top recommended guys on Google. You're also on Apple for the iPhones as a top recommended option through the Safari search engine. And then there's Yelp and Yellow Pages as well. So you have multiple different ways of generating leads with us. It's really an A to Z digital branding campaign where we're like a one-stop shop for you. But the major benefit is obviously that Google Places placement. That's where probably about 90% of your calls are going to come from. It's just what everybody uses nowadays. But if you're just starting up, there's really no better way to get the name out there, start building up that pipeline of business. That's what you're going to need. You're going to need a combination of reoccurring clients and new clients coming in order to have a consistent payroll. And we got to start working on that. Otherwise, it's good. I don't know how much savings you have, but it's not a good position to be in.
Not much. I'm debating whether I got to go out and get a part-time job or something, because in about a month or two, I'm going to lose my damn apartment.
Okay. Okay. Well, we have a package called the Platinum Package. The Platinum Package has all these bells and whistles that I just discussed with you. It's advertised at $499. I was thinking I could put you on a new in business credit and get it down to just $249, and then we'll build the website for you at no charge. So just be a flat $249 out the door, and then I'll lock you in at that rate. We'll go month to month, so you don't have to make any kind of long-term commitment. I want you coming back on your own, and we'll implement a tracking system so we can show you exactly what's coming from us compared to any other services that you might be using. But that would be the best offer that I could make you, because we're not going to make any money on that. We're actually going to be losing money on it if you leave after 1 month. But I think once you compare it to Home Advisor, you know, it's something you're going to need and probably stick with for a while.
Okay. So how did y'all find me? Just curious.
Right. You're on the qualified candidates list. So we're a Google partner. Like, if you look up Local Splash and you look up Google Building One, we're right next door to them. So when a spot opens up, pretty much all day long, we have this big board in the office, and they'll tell us like what industry we have availability in the area, and then they generate these qualified candidates lists, and they pump it into a dialer system for my reps, like Tara that you were talking to at the beginning of the call. And then she's down there with like about 40 of them, and they just go down the list until we fill that spot. Once we fill that spot for that industry and area, we'll schedule their client interview for a different department, and then we move on to the next industry and area. So our role as a Google partner is to fill the positions, but also make sure that it's working effectively for the business owner so they continue to use the services each month. That's where Google gets all their money from, the advertisements.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're on a list.
I can say I'm definitely interested. Like I said, I don't know. I would have to look at my financial situation before I could say yay or nay.
Yeah. Well, it's 2024. You can't expect your business to thrive if you're not online, and your next door neighbor couldn't even find you for a mold remediation job. So.
Yeah, I know.
Definitely a good thing, and it'll cut out the middleman that's going to be overcharging you for leads, clicks, and calls over the next couple months with Home Advisor by Angie's.
And what all platforms did you say that you advertise on?
Yeah, so the first page placement on Google for the 15 keywords in a 40-mile radius is the most important thing, the Google Places placement, but you're on the first page of Bing. You're also on the first page of the Amazon Alexa voice search results for Amazon Alexa devices, and then you're on Apple Safari for iPhones. And then you have the Facebook ads that will run for you through your Facebook page, and then there's Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack. So, total of about eight or nine different ones that you'll get with the Platinum package. And then we're building your site for you, too. So we'll actually purchase a domain, build you your own .com. We'll ask you to send in like photos if you have it, or a logo if you have it. If not, we can help you develop the logo. It's no problem. And then
I just got a logo made, so I'm good on that.
Perfect. Yeah, send it in. We want to have that attached to, you know, Facebook, Google, business profile, the website. You know, we want to basically brand you across all these platforms.
Who would own the domain?
Well, with the $249, what we're doing is we're going to buy the domain on your behalf. Google will give it to us for $99. So what we say is, like, while you're using our service at $249 month to month, we won't charge you anything. If you want to cancel the service but keep the site, we'll charge you the $99 that it costs us to get the domain. That's it.
Okay.
But that's only if you want to cancel, right, and keep it. I don't think you're going to want to cancel because it's not the website that's driving in the money. It's the placement. The website's just something for them to look at.
Yeah.
I could put you on the first page with no site and still get you calls. Whereas if we build you a site without first page placement, it's not gonna do anything.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm definitely interested. I just, at this moment, I'd have to think about it. I gotta, like I said, if it wasn't just a money issue, but, you know, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen those videos of people finally getting verified on Google. It's kind of a landmark, I'm official moment for most business owners.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, have you tried to look yourself up? Like, even just by name?
Yep.
Yeah, there's really nothing there. I mean, you have your Facebook business page, and then it starts ripping off competitors, and that's for you looking up your own name. There's not even a Google business profile or anything, and it's hard to find you just for your own name, let alone if you type in mold remediation or one of the services, mold testing, that your actual clients that you're looking to get are typing in. You know, you're in a niche market, so it's marketing's far more essential for what you do than most businesses. I would say Google advertising is essential for every business, you know. If you're in a service-based industry where you're actually going to the client, you know, they're looking up the service. Usually people aren't looking up, like, mold testing or remediation or anything like that for fun, you know, air quality testing, you know, it's like, hey, what the heck? My kid's been sick like 3 times this month. Something's going on, you know, I mean, mold testing, you know, and then they're looking to get something done. It's not usually, you know, for fun. So these searches are people searching with intent, you know, to hire. So, you know, I know you're thinking of the 249, but I guess in your situation, I know it's a tough situation, but how many clients would we have to bring you in order to make that make sense and get you a return on investment on getting all this done?
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's just like if I already had revenue coming in, it's one thing, but...
Yeah, but how are you going to get the revenue coming in? I mean... Definitely not on the phone in the house right now. You know, you if you don't do this, you got to be outside, like, you know, or something, running around. And that costs money to do, too. You know, just gas and goes, cards, everything else. So, I mean, you can invest the older way of doing it or the newer way of doing it, which is just putting yourself on there, verifying that you're real and making sure that you show up in front of people who are already looking for the help. Versus going out and trying to hunt down some work, you know. But in a short amount of time, things are going to start getting a little scary if we don't do something.
Oh, I'm already at that point. Oh. I mean, like I said, I'm definitely interested. I mean, I know y'all got a position to fill. The only thing I can tell you at this moment is, you know, just try to fill the position with another company at the moment. But... Mm-hmm. Y'all can feel free to follow back up with me. Like I said, it's something I definitely want. I've been trying to get verified for Google and Forms, and it's already been pissing me off.
Yeah.
So, but,
well, most business owners don't try to do things like that themselves, you know? You guys are good at what you do. You usually get Google advertising to help you out. You know, they're going to refer you to a Google partner for us to reach out. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like you said, I mean, I just literally got to look at my finances. I mean, because right now,
I hear you. Home Advisor is not cheap either.
I literally have a few $1,000s in the bank. That's what I'm saying. Like, I might have to go out and actually get another job.
I know that every penny is precious. Trust me. I'm not so enthused about offering you a package that's normally $500 for $249. I wouldn't even do it if I didn't feel like I would actually get the feeling at the end that I helped somebody. You know what I mean? It's, for me, financially, that does nothing. Zero, actually. I would make zero on setting up your account and doing all this. This money would literally go into what it costs to get it done. It's like wholesale pricing here. So there's no hourly for me helping you or any kind of additional incentive to do that other than to help a guy out that's in a tight spot. You know, the setup charge is usually where I make my money. So it's not even a setup fee that I'm including. It's usually $499 and we charge a $299 setup on our pricing page. Here, let me show you actually. And so I'm waiving the setup fee and I've cut the price in half to basically wholesale because you're in a rock and a hard place, but in order to do any of this, it's going to cost you more to do it on your own even. And then not to mention not having the know-how or the direct connections at some point. It's definitely going to slow things down and take up more time, and time is money too.
I understand now.
Yeah. But here's the pricing page. I mean, the package that I'm offering you. Oh, I already sent it to you actually about 6 minutes ago. It says, but the package I'm offering you, it's the very last one down. It's actually advertised at $599, but Tara already took the pricing down to $499 before she transferred you over to me. And that she said you were looking to cover like Madison County, Lincoln County, Decatur, Athens, about a 50-mile radius. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the Platinum Bundle is what I was quoting you. It's the very last package down. Like you'll see the Google Partner badge and then you go all the way down to the bottom. And it's that Platinum Bundle. It has Google Places, Bing Local, Facebook Ads, Amazon. So that's how I was offering it at $249. And then I waived all setup fees on it. So literally we're taking a loss. But I also know if you're doing Home Advisor, you know, fast forward a month from now, 2 months from now, you'll probably cancel those guys. And then your overhead is just $249 a month or about $8 a day to make sure that if somebody's within 50 miles of you and they look up one of your services, that they're seeing you as an option. You know, that's going to build up your pipeline of business. And then obviously word of mouth does continue to travel as you complete these jobs. So the longer you do it, the better it gets. You build up your reviews, build up your reputation, community awareness.
How long would it take, say if I was to decide to do it, how long would it take to get listed and say have y'all build the website?
Yeah, and, there's different timelines for different things. Like websites, like 3 to 5 days from sign up. So today's Wednesday, probably Monday, Tuesday next week, website be done the 12th to 13th. Facebook, same thing. We could do a client interview today. Like I could rush the service, request the PIN, send the verification form. The, you know, the PIN usually takes 5 to 7 days to get in the mail. Facebook is usually a lot quicker. If we do the client interview today, you know, I could probably have Facebook running by the weekend here. Or today's Thursday, huh? So yeah, I mean, Facebook would be probably Monday. Can have them do that over the weekend. So, I mean, you'll be able to see results within the first month, but month two is where things are really going to start to kick for you because you'll already have some more time of being up there, and then you won't have to go through the setup process and the verification and all these things again. I mean, we're essentially building your business from the ground up from scratch online. So it's not going to be an immediate flip of the switch thing. Like if I sign you up today, you're not going to be receiving calls tomorrow. Doesn't work like that.
Yeah, well, no, I still got, I mean, my uniforms and business cards isn't going to be ready for about another week anyways. Yeah.
We have ways around that, though. That's just when you're trying to verify yourself to make you jump through all these leaps. I have this form that I could send you. You could fill it out, send it in, and then we will send your PIN out in the mail. That goes out automatically when you sign up, and then you have a client interview. And so if you're missing anything during your when you're filling out your verification form, it tells you right at the bottom. If you're missing anything, don't worry. We'll do a three-way call with the Google rep, and then we can verify your listing over the phone. You know, in order to get one of those appointments when you're trying to verify yourself, it sometimes takes like a month before they'll actually call you and set that appointment. If you miss the call, then they just put you back in the queue. It's a headache. But with us, we actually have them on the line with us, live call, call you again, text you again. Like, it'll be me. And then we verify it over the phone. So we make sure you guys get verified so we can get you up and running. We're not going to get paid if you don't get paid. So, you know, we got to show you some results in order to get you to keep coming back and using us.
I know.
Yep. So you have a team here to help you instead of just trying to do everything by yourself.
Well, is there a way that I gotta go to one of my friends. He owns a restoration company. He wants me to come meet him on the job site. So
nice. Okay.
Do an assessment with him. Is there a way you can call me back later this afternoon? I don't know how long this inspection is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, if you could give me a call, I mean, are you in California?
Yeah, it's only 7:49 here. We're just getting started on this thing.
Okay. If I say I should be done probably about, because I got a couple of errands to run after I meet him. If you can give me a call probably around 2 or 3, my time.
Okay.
Central time, then, or any time past 2 or 3, that should work.
I got you. I sent you my number, and I dropped you in my calendar for 12, so that's 2 o'clock your time. Okay, I'll follow up with you. Usually I don't. Guys tell me to call them back. I'm like, whatever. There's another call. My reps will just send me another call, you know? But you're in a unique situation, So I appreciate you being open with me and explaining the situation, because I would rather help somebody with the service in your situation than to get one of these big wigs that's just going to buy a spot so they can have as much online real estate as possible, you know? So. Yeah, that's usually what they do. You know, they'll, oh, let me know. Or some of them get on a waiting list. Let me know when this area opens up. And yeah. So anyway, I got you in here for 12, and then you have my number too. So you could always call in, you know, but I'll do what I can to, well, I mean, I can't necessarily put it on hold, but I'll call you regardless, you know, and I'll let you know, what we could do for you. And, you know, if the spot's still there, you're going to get the same deal. I'll get you the same pricing structure and everything.
All right, well, that sounds good. I just got to head out for this inspection.
All right. Well, good luck. Knock that out. Go make some money, man.
All right, appreciate it.
All right. It's out there. Go get it.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye.